All right, so this Friday, 2 days from now, is Tu B'Av. So we said it's a big yontiv. We said it's among the greatest yontovim for Klal Yisrael. I went through a pshat on that a few days ago. And then the Gemara gives half a dozen reasons why we have this yontiv of Tu B'Av. So the last of the half a dozen reasons is, the Gemara says, It's the day that they stopped cutting wood for the Mizbeach. In other words, wood was a big commodity in Eretz Yisrael. They need wood to, you know, burn korbanot on the base of Mekdash. But they would stop cutting the wood on Tu B'Av. He says, and then the Gemara quotes a braisa, the Tanya Reb Lezer Gedol Omer, Yichamishasar B'Av Eilech Tashash Kocha Shalchama, that from the 15th of Av, like the summer, sort of like the heat's dissipating, the hours of sunlight are getting shorter. So the wood wouldn't be adequately dry. In other words, you couldn't use wood that had a worm in it. And so like when the wood gets more moist, so they get worms in the wood, and people may remember the Gemara learns that the Kohanim, who were Bali Mumim, would be the Kohanim who had blemishes and couldn't do avoda in the Mizbeach, they would be assigned to the worm detail. They wouldn't have a place in the base of Mikdash to get the worms out of the wood. But we don't want to have wormy wood, so they would stop cutting the wood. So Amar Menashe v'karula Yom Tavar Magal, they call the day of like breaking the axe. So I saw, there's a Sefer Yareach L'Moedim by Rav Yeruch Molshin, he's the Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshiva Gur in Lakewood. So he was saying, if you look, the same sugya shows up in Baba Batra. So what's the big yantiv? So the Rashbam over there explains that the yantiv was that they had completed this big mitzvah. So they were ecstatic. We have a mitzvah to cut wood, and now we did it. But Rabbeinu Gershom on that Gemara learns that wasn't a simcha. The simcha was now they were going to have more time to study Torah. They were ecstatic. Now that we finished this, now we have more time to devote ourselves to Torah, and that was the big yantiv. Now we're free to study Torah. So he says here, the Gemara says, Mikan ve'elech to Mosif Yosef, from this point forward, meaning from the 15th of Av, going forward, if a person increases his learning, so he'll increase life, lo Mosif Yasef, like if he doesn't, like Chas V'Shalom, he'll die. So Tanya Rav Yosef, Ma Yasef, Amar Rav Yosef, Tikbrei Ime, his mother will bury him. So the idea is that now there's more time to study Torah at night. In other words, now the nights get longer, so a person has more time to study at night. Now, somewhat counterintuitively, I think people would think, when is the best time to study Torah? So I would think in the morning when my mind is fresh, and then certainly a good time, and the Mechaber brings down that after davening a person should be kovei itim the Torah. But the Rambam brings down, and it's also brought this way down in Yoredeya. So the Rambam says, Afal pish mitzvah lamo by yom v'layla, even though there's a mitzvah to study Torah during the day and study during the night, in adam lamid rov chachmato l'balayla, a person acquires most of his limud at night. So think about what you do at night, and that'll tell you how your limud's going. So he says here, Lefichach, therefore, mi sheratzal lizkot b'keter haTorah, if a person wants to be zocha with the crown of Torah, yizaher b'chol leilotav, you should be careful all his nights. You shouldn't have, you know, one night, you know, I'm goofing off, this and I'm doing that. All his nights, he should have a kviyas, a set time to study Torah. He says, v'lo yabed afilu echamihem v'shein av achilu v'shti av sicha. He shouldn't waste it unnecessarily. In other words, like with unnecessary sleep, everybody needs to sleep, but more sleep than necessary, eating, drinking. In other words, night is not time to party and I'll spend the whole night gorging on food. Night is time to devote to Torah. Now, he quotes in the Piskei Tshuvos, he quotes from Rabbeinu Yonah in his Perush on Pirkei Avot. He says, why is the night so good for study Torah? He says, the night, everything quiets down. Let me see if I can find it here. He says, ki ein lo malacha la'asot. People typically don't have work to do at night. I know now we have the internet and everything, but it means like commerce kind of drops down. People, you know, like they stop, you know, he says, ve'einenu shumeya kolot b'nei adam. Everybody's not in the marketplace. Everybody's not bouncing around. And the Shlomo also says it that way. He says that the Torah that you learn at night is mekayemet u'miyusheva biyoter lefishu panui mi'atrado. In other words, when I could just focus on learning, that's the key. In other words, whatever you do, even like everybody's got things doing in their life. Everybody's working, doing this, doing that, the other thing. You know, I remember Rav Lichtenstein Shlita, I remember he said once, I think that there was a Rabbi Leo Young in New York. He was a prominent rabbi, I think, in the 40s in New York. And he said that, this Rabbi Young said that it sounds so strange, but rabbis of shuls in particular have a difficulty time setting time for learning, even though you think, well, what are they doing the whole time? But in other words, there's so many, you know, funerals, bar mitzvahs, this, that, the other, you know, in Brisson, there's no time to, like, actually study what you need to study. You want to study other things. So this Rabbi Young, he would say that from 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock, he would close the door to his office and say, that's it, you know, I don't want to be disturbed. That's my time to study. But everybody, whatever the time is, everybody needs to have a time, preferably during the day and night, when that's it. In other words, everything else is dead to the world, and I'm just focusing on the study of Torah. Everybody should be kovei itim b'yom v'layla. And then the Rambam says, "V'chol oseik b'Torah b'layla, chushal chesed nimshach v'la b'yom." If you study Torah at night, it's like there's a grace over you during the day. And then he says, "V'chol bayit shein shum bo tzibri Torah b'layla, eishol chalto." If Torah is not heard in the house at night, it's like consumed by fire. I assume it means metaphorically. It means, the way I'll explain it, that like a house, like Rav Simon says, you walk into a house, when people are studying Torah, you just walk through the door, you have an avir, there's an atmosphere in the house. I walk through the front door of anybody's house, right away you could say, is this a house where Torah permeates? Or, you know, other things doing, you know, the TV's going 24 hours a day, the music's going 24 days, you know, like in one house you see Sfarim, other houses you see, you know, magazines and other things all over the place. It's like there's an atmosphere in the house. So that's what a person has to aspire to have. So that's the yantiv of Tu B'Av. Tu B'Av is the yantiv that, thank God, we have time to study Torah. I spoke about yesterday, the opportunity is to study Torah. And so if a person grabs that opportunity, that's the ikar. That's the ikar. A person should be given eatim by Yom of Alayla. Okay, any questions, comments, or thoughts?